the leadership you've shown, please pass it, and let's get it passed in November.
Thank you. Gillen O'Meara.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. My name is Guillermo Mayer. I'm a senior staff attorney with Public Advocates. We're a civil rights organization working to improve public transportation, affordable housing in schools in low-income communities and communities of color. We're here in support of the Community Vision Platform for the expenditure plan. And we want to urge you to strengthen the language on the bus pass so there is a permanent commitment to support youth transportation to school. And also urge you to amend the language on the freeway alignment on BART to Livermore. At several points in the future, BART will be asked to conduct an objective analysis of a project. And one of those analyses is an analysis to comply with Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 by predetermining that alignment. Right now, you are undermining your ability to do that. We urge you to make these changes to get the best possible expenditure plan. Thank you.
All right, the last speaker will be Elena Berman. Elena? Well, Elena, she left. All right. Well, game over. All right. Well, we'll bring it back to the commission at this point. I want to thank all the people who served on the ad hoc committee, which had its own set of interesting meetings. And I want to thank the people who sat on the steering committee. It was a long process to this point, and I think successfully done. I know we had a 10-0-3 vote about 2 hours ago. Hopefully we can nudge a couple of those abstainers into the winning column here on this one. And I know we have 8 members here who were not voting at the steering committee level, and I hope that we can get as many of those 8. I guess it's almost been foreshadowed by a couple of cities as to what their staff members want them to do with these. So we're hopeful here that we'll get some positive votes. I think we have a tremendous opportunity here as a committee and as a commission to move the county forward on a broad base of transportation issues. It's been articulated many times already, but this is a heavily weighted measure toward transit. Anybody who says otherwise has a really difficult problem of understanding reality. Is tilted toward transit, and I'm going to still vote for it. Even though I drove up here in my Trans Am today, reviewing past construction projects on 880 over to 238 and up to 580. So I did the freeway tour today, and we'll be voting for this. It has, as I said before, this has something in it for everybody, regardless of your mode. You're a walker, we have it. You ride a bicycle, we have it. You need paratransit, we have it. You take a bus, we have it. You like rail, we have it. If you drive a car, we even have that. Maybe not as much as some of us would like, but again, even if you're right, if you're a sailor, Tom, we even have something there for weed. So keep that in mind, Rob. I mean, we're addressing the island city specifically with that one. So we have modes covered here. We have, you know, equity is always a fascinating term. You know, people talk about geographic equity. There are people from my part of the county who rightfully advocate for that. There are people that advocate for social equity. I understand that. There are people who would like to advocate for return to site from an economic standpoint, that the dollars went back to where they were generated. In that case, Ruth would be coming out like a bandit. Emeryville would be sucking down so much money per capita, it'd be fascinating. There are those who might want to look at a revolutionary concept, we'll call it the green equity, and that the green equity is based on actually usage of a transportation usage equity. Which nobody probably here wants to get to hear that, because then you'd have a radically this measure would be radically transformed. But I'm not pushing for that. I'm pushing for something that wins. And I think we have something in front of us that can do just do that, that can win in November. We've seen the polling within, you know, the last 3 months that we had this up to 79% approval. I know everybody out there thinks, oh, that they're the reason why it can get to 66.7, or they're the reason they can't. The reality, of course, is that anything above 66.7 wins. And I don't care if it's 66.7, it's 82, it's 91, it's 99.9. It's all adds to the same thing, a victory. And again, people who want to say, sit here or sit out there and claim that they were the, hey, I voted no on this and that I let it down to defeat, you're making a great mistake, a huge mistake, because all you're going to be doing is advocating for something that's going to be keeping the county of Alameda from getting hundreds of millions of dollars over the next few years. So you get to go back and congratulate yourself on what a great job you did in keeping AC Transit, your beloved AC Transit, from getting more money, or keeping paratransit from getting more money, or keeping bikes and ped from getting more money, keeping rail from getting more money, keeping your streets full of potholes, and from keeping even freeways from getting more money. So congratulate yourself on that. On the other hand, if we go ahead without you and it wins, believe me, people might say differently, but in the back of their minds, it's going to be this. You are now irrelevant. You mean very little, because you made the big threat in front of us, and we won anyway. So it's time to get on board. The soapbox needs to stop. It's the ballot box is now in front of us, and we need to get people into the ballot box with yes votes. We should all be big boys and girls here. Again, we could take around the field, but I'm glad we have a full field here, 22 people. You put us in 22 rooms, draw up your own plan. Nothing's going to be identical. Politics is an art of compromise. I'm compromising. Scott's compromising. Nate's compromising. Golden's compromising. Jennifer's compromising. John's compromising. Rebecca's compromising. Tim, I mean, it goes on and on and on. Joyce, Reed, Keith, Tom, I mean, everybody. So again, that's just the way it is. And I know that there might be some political theater coming up. Well, I've got to protect my own vote here coming up in the next election. So I have to say with my advocacy groups, or else I'm going to be down. It's going to be all over for me. But I hope that you can step outside that myopic little narrow box and vote for yes on this, which in an overall standpoint is going to be much better than what defeat will be. Defeat does not advance any of the causes we heard out here. Name one that's advanced by defeat of this, and I defy that. So I suggest that, I know we've had a slight wrinkles. We had, since the steering committee, articulate again just exactly what the wrinkles have been since 2 hours ago.
Yes, Mr. Chair, thank you very much. I think the one issue that I think we have been able to debug, so to speak, has been, and I'll put a, I'll turn over to Council Member Kaplan to speak to here, is the language related to the Youth Bus Pass program. I think the concern there from the previous meeting is the word potential does not provide enough security or commitment to the folks that that we're going to be working very closely with to develop a program for you in February. And so I don't know, Council Member Kaplan, if you want to talk about the language, which is...
I'd be happy to. I don't put anything in
the way. Well, I mean, that's really the only thing that I have been able to concentrate on in the last hour or so relative to the new bus pass.
Okay, so the wording is, you had it for a second.
Thank you. So just to be clear here, this is about making sure our words clearly state our intention. And our intention is, and I want to make sure the folks who are here on this hear this, our intention is to make sure that we are guaranteeing money that will be available for the successful Youth Pass programs that we will be rolling out together. And so what happened in the earlier meeting was it appeared that the word potential, which had been in the draft measure, was making people worry that there wasn't a real commitment to ensure funding for the long term for the Youth Pass program. And so what we've been discussing in between the last meeting and now is to remove the word potential and replace it with the word successful. So rather than say potential programs to be funded, say successful Youth Pass programs to be funded. And that we are making clear in public together that it is the intention to ensure that those successful programs will have continued funding.
Okay, I'm going to go out of what I would normally do, but for the sake of my, as I said before, I listened to Schubert talk 10 on the way up, so I'm in a very congenial mood today, Keith. So the last speaker who was not in the room at the time, Elena, come on up. You have 90 seconds.
Good afternoon. I'm sorry, I had to use the restroom.
You're excused.
Thank you. I'm a member of the advocate group at St. Mary's Senior Center in West Oakland. I represent a lot of the seniors that couldn't be here today. And they said, you know, go speak for us. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm not trying to be on a soapbox, and I hope this is not political theater. You know, I heard somebody say equality is everybody gets a shoe. Equity is making sure that the shoe fits. And I don't think we're quite there. I feel like it would be really hard to approach the members of my community and the surrounding community with this, because I think in part it's a regressive tax. I don't think it fully serves the community and families, but I'm not trying to like take out of anybody's pocket. I think that it's important that we have industry and jobs are created. I think 3 years for the Eco Youth Pass is super short. I think it deserves to live out the lifespan of the 30 years. And also for voters not to go back and visit what they're going to pass for the next 30 years, I think is a little bit difficult. I think the wording, it should be nice so for the voters to be able to revisit this and see if it's working for them to be able to vote. So that's basically what I have to say, but I appreciate everybody reaching a compromise and working this out.
Thank you. All right, so Rebecca, go ahead.
So just to clarify with the motion I just made, and maybe there
will... No, we're not taking motions yet.
The motion I just suggested that we're not making yet. just want to be sure to everybody that that would, in fact, provide the funding throughout the life of the measure and not only for the first 3 years. So some of this may be also about after what we adopt today is also going to be about how we communicate with people. I mean, not that there are no areas of disagreement, but there are some areas where we're actually in agreement, and it's just whether we communicate effectively so that people will hear that agreement. Thank you for the Broadway Jackson changes. That does meet the concerns that were raised by that community. And then I would just raise one last point, which is the transit-oriented development issue. I feel still is a bit of a sticking point. I think everybody here knows how phenomenally important it is that we be really doing transit-oriented development in a serious way. I am concerned about the elimination of the flexible transit-oriented development funding, though I recognize we still have certain transit-oriented development capital projects are here, and that's great, but we were also gonna have some flexible TOD funding. We now don't. I'm not sure that was totally our intent to eliminate that. So if we can clarify the youth pass language, then I think the TOD feels to me in terms of just something that's a bit unresolved. I know Steph had some ideas related to the One Bay Area grant program, so then there'd be some question about how we make over that commitment if we're going to be telling people that that's how we're going to fund it. And I'd also be open if my colleagues have other suggestions, but I would just flag that as something that the board had originally intended to include some flexible TOD funding, and there is a legitimate concern about that not being here. And I will stop at that point for now. Thank you, Mr. Chair, also for getting us through all of this.
No, we're not through yet.
Thank you.
I always wait to celebrate when it's time to celebrate. We're not there yet. Any other comments, or we just, okay, Greg, go ahead. Well, here come the abstainers first, I guess.
First want to say that my thing about staff, what I've missed throughout this whole process, the only thing that I've missed is the ability of staff, because we don't have the resources to do their analysis on a project by project, program by program basis of this, be able to come to us with their recommendations as to how these things needed to be tweaked one way or another. And that was just lack of resources, I understand. I hope we can eventually get so that we can do that and get some real good staff input on this. But because everything else the staff has done has been superb in how they've handled this. And I understand there's only so much time. It turns out that Supervisor Hegarty wasn't the only person who was surprised at my comments about BART to Livermore. So I decided to write them out so they wouldn't be misunderstood, because a couple of other people came up to me and said, well, what are you talking about? So I wrote it out. Okay. The new language, because of the new language, I fear that our funding of the BART to Livermore project will be tied to a particular methodology, alignment, and station location. Therefore, we may be intentionally placing a restriction upon the BART board's choice of the preferred alternative or their objective analysis of other alternatives. And I think that fear was somewhat came out with the two directors who spoke to us. They had different opinions about whether they liked or didn't like the new language, but they both had in common the fact that they found it was predeterminative. And that's, I think that's dangerous for us. And I think we really need to be careful around that, because that can end up biting us. But I am going to vote for this, because I think that it's on balance. That's my only concern just left. I think it's a good plan.
I appreciate the advancement, Greg. I don't see that facetiously, do I? I appreciate the advancement over the last 2 hours. It's a lesson hopefully for others around the table. Ruth, you're the third abstainer.
All right, so I'm the third abstainer, and I basically just wanted to let the full commission know, and because you weren't here during the steering committee meeting, that I wanted to recognize the loss to TOD, and actually a number of different constituencies in the audience already spoke to that. And in the last discussion that we had at the steering committee, it was suggested that MTC